The Word of Light. In Psalm 119, verse 130, we read this: "The unfolding of your word into your heart gives perfect illumination. Your precious word imparts understanding to the simple." And 1 John 1:5 says, "God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." While in Psalm 119, verse 11, "I have hidden your word deep within my heart, that I might not sin against you." As a little girl, my mother taught me the scriptures. As a little boy, Timothy learned scriptures from Lois and Eunice. "Bring up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." As a little girl, we would hold our swords under our arm until the order, "Draw swords." We drew out our Bibles and raised them high above our heads and waited in anticipation for the next command. Psalm 119, verse 11. Psalm 119, verse 11, we would all chant in unison until the next command. "Charge." We immediately obeyed command and searched through the scriptures. Standing up as an erect soldier, we would proudly read the wondrous verse: "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Psalm 119, verse 11. And so we waited for the next command, the next charge, the next verse. And so from my mother's knee I learned the scriptures daily. And the scriptures became a lamp unto my feet, and the word of God became a light unto my path. As believers, we're all instructed to walk as children of light, for God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is the fount of truth and love. He's the reservoir of knowledge and understanding, and in him is no lack of knowledge. And in him, no jot of truth is absent from his understanding. We all have the same access to the same source of truth. His perfection is not dimmed, and his truth is not lacking, unless we choose not to search the scriptures daily. Unlike the brave-hearted Berean believers who searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so, God, in his grace and love for us, permits his light to shine into our hearts. In 2 Peter 1:19 we read, "He gives us a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your heart." The dawning of the light may be a gradual change or a sudden transformation, but all unfolding of his truth in the heart is due to his mercy and grace. He transfigures our experiences as we pass from darkness to light. He's given us his light in our heart, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, whom the Lord Jesus sent into the world to be with us and in us, and who has been given the responsibility of guiding us into all truth as we submit to his leadings, as we surrender every area of our life to him. We are called to walk in the light as he is in the light, and in so doing he draws us deeper and deeper into the mysteries of his love. He opens our understanding to the shining truth concerning himself. He corrects our awareness of the shocking truth relating to ourselves. When his truth shows us our error, we must accept his truth. When his light reveals in us our darkness, we must renounce its blackness and walk back into his marvellous light. When we do walk into the light, as he is in the light, we commune with him. When we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we fellowship with one another. 1 John 1 tells us that when we walk in the light, as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The light of his truth generally comes from his word. His word which God has magnified above his name. his word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Hence the importance of daily, prayerful reading of the scriptures. His word is God's tool for instructing us in his ways and precepts and truth. His word is God's instrument for correcting our walk and cleansing our heart. His word is God guiding our consciences and developing our understanding. His word is God's rod for correcting our way and guiding our lives. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. It's profitable for doctrine, profitable for reproof, profitable for correction, profitable for instruction in righteousness. And God has even magnified his word above his holy name. We need to read the Bible through and study it in depth. We need to meditate on the truth of God's word and memorize it in our minds. We need to receive it into our hearts and know it intimately in our being. When the word of light and truth enters into our hearts and minds, it becomes a beacon that guides our walk. It becomes a lighthouse that illumines our way. If we are obedient to its instructions, we shall be cleansed from all sin, purified in thought, word, and deed, cleansed, sanctified, consecrated, holy and set apart for him. For Peter reminds us, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119, verse 11.